Isn't it something how in our mind we get this fixed in our mind that we can sin and nobody will ever find out? No one will ever know. When the Bible said, be sure your sin will find you out. You know, sooner or later, you're going to have to face that sin. You say, well, preacher, I've been getting by. You may have it covered, but you haven't done anything to put it away. You're going to have to face it. I preached in another church in Georgia, and I preached on Gehazi. You remember him? Elisha's servant. You remember Naaman came and Elisha sent him to the River Jordan and he dipped 7 times and he came up and he was healed of his leprosy. And he said to Elisha, he said, I want you to take a blessing. I want you to take a gift. And Elisha said, we don't want a gift. I didn't do it for gift. I don't want to take your gift. And so Naaman went back and Gehazi said, my master has spared Naaman in not taking a gift. And he ran after him. You remember? And when he got to Naaman, he said, 2 young men from the schools of the prophets have come and my master have sent me and to give them 2 changes of raiment and some gold. You know, it just, the way that rolled off his lips and off his tongue, he just showed himself to be an accomplished liar. Like he was well practiced. And so he came back, and when he came back there, he took the things and hid them in his place. And then he went in and stood before Elisha, and he thought he's all covered. He thought nobody knew. And Elisha said, where wentest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And Elisha said, went not my heart with thee when the man turned back to meet thee? Then I preached on how when you tell a lie, you have to keep telling more lies and more lies, and you fool yourself into thinking you'll never get caught. You know what happened in that meeting? A woman who had committed adultery against her husband 40 years before that got her heart right with him in that meeting. You see, she had fooled herself into thinking that it was covered and nobody would ever know. But it kept coming up. And finally, she had the grace to get her heart right. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if I would have told. You'd have let that festering infection go on in your life and not get it cleaned up and not be right before God. See, if you think you'll never get found out, if you think nobody'll ever know, you say, well, I'm slick and I'm covered up and nobody will ever know. You're wrong. God knows. Do you remember when Jonah preached in Nineveh? It's an unusual message. It was not a message would go over well today. There was no introduction. There were no illustrations. There were no subpoints. He did not refer to the Greek or the Hebrew. I don't think he had a tear in his eye. Probably not much inflection in his voice. He had one point. He said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now I want you to think about that. He did not say to Nineveh, if you don't straighten up, God's going to get tired of this. He didn't say, if you're not careful, you'll slip up and get caught. He said, you got 40 days. It's as though God said to Jonah, Jonah, I want you to look on my desk. I want you to look at my planner. And I want you to see what it says 40 days from now. Nineveh overthrown. It was as though God said, you know what? It's not that I'm waiting for them to mess up. It's not that I'm waiting for them to get caught. It's just I'm waiting for when it's time. Say, well, preacher, you know nobody knows. I'm slick. I've got her covered. No, no, no. That's not what's going on. It's just not time yet. But it will come time. It will come time. And it's foolish to think that sin can be covered from God. I was praying at a funeral one day, and a young lady had died at 44 years of age. And they asked me to pray at the funeral, and I prayed, and in my prayer, I told the Lord I did not understand why she died. I told the Lord that if I'd had a choice, I would not have chosen this. And then I told the Lord that even though I didn't understand it and would not have chosen it, I trust Him to do what's right. When I got done praying, a lady came up to me. She said, I want to thank you for that very honest prayer. And the thought came into my mind, does it ever do any good to pray and not be honest?